5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That is sex. That is just literally the way the cookie crumbled. We got something that we need to be entered and...
Welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Jamila Joie.
And I'm Sam Ray. Follow us on Twitter at The Pink Matter and Instagram at This Is Pink Matter.
You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at Love Saray
and at Jamila Joie.
And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
Fucking did it.
Finally. Okay. Right.
So, you've finally watched Black Panther, Jamila.
Bitch!
So, bitch. Now she can talk about it. So,
bitch.
Don't worry, really, no spoilers.
I'm just saying that, I'm a queer for real. Like, that's gay, that's everything. You know, she really did that. Who's your favourite character?
Who was my... I like Shuri a lot.
Yeah, she was funny.
But who else do I like? So, I like Shuri. I really did like M'Baku. I call Micah M'Baku now. He's M'Baku because he's just so like wedge and just, he just reminds me of him, so I call him that now. Who else did I really like? I loved I just fancy Michael B. Jordan. I hated his character, but I just love him.
Like, I could see his point.
Speaking of that, everyone is saying, okay, so it's kind of split. Some people are like, yeah, I could see his point. And some people are just like, oh,
I can see his point as he's fine as fuck.
Exactly, that's it.
I can see his point because he's fine as fuck. Fine as fizz naive. Obviously, we don't want to spoil the film for you guys if you haven't watched it, but you should have watched it by now.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie. Like, we've actually given you a grace period. I watched it 2 weeks ago, so I watched it on the premiere, innit? But it's all about Michael backing up for a real nigga Jordan. That's it.
Love him.
Who stole the show for you? I'd say, what's that one?
Okoye. Yeah,
Okoye, Shuri. Definitely.
Yeah, Shuri did a lot. And Nakia, she was...
Who was Nakia again?
Oh, Lupita's character. I couldn't stop staring at her bum because she just looks so good.
No, she's beautiful.
She looks so good. But Okoye, oh my gosh, I just loved her. I just loved her. In fact, you know what? Fuck it. Should we spoil it for them?
No.
You guys are too grown. You guys need to go watch it.
I know.
But it's annoying. You guys know what I'm saying when Okoye basically said, well, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean when I say that because she did that.
We can talk about it. Let's touch on it at the beauty room. We can have a little quick discussion
we'll
about
have a talk
it.
About it at the beauty room. It's gonna be this week, guys. If you're listening to this now before the event, that is.
I can't even believe
I'm
it.
So excited.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm excited at the same time, but I'm really nervous at the same time.
I'm so excited.
But yeah. Woo. So
what else has been going on?
So I saw this thing, right? There was a post on Twitter. I'm not gonna name her, but it was an Instagram influencer,
right?
And she was complaining that basically she was approached by a teeth whitening company. Mm-hmm. They asked her to come, you know, obviously promote their product or their brand or whatever. She went and they said, nope, you're not scheduled. So she's basically gone on one big massive rant. She's insulted their whole lives and their children and whatever. And she's basically told everyone, don't go to that clinic. They changed their name on Instagram because of what she did, and then she still posted the new name, and they've changed it again. Like, they've added an extra underscore to it, but you're gonna find them because obviously the search in Instagram is not stupid. You're gonna find them.
Right.
So basically, people were saying that she's really entitled. Like, you know, how dare she go on this run? And you know, it's a freebie anyway, kind of thing. So you know, what do you think? Personally, I think, for one, she is quite young, so I can't even say that.
How old was she?
I think she's can't be older than 18 at most. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
So she is quite young. On top of that, I think because they approached her, did you think she was just going to support you for free? Like, I get it, you know, influencers.
Oh, what, so they didn't plan on paying her?
Yeah, basically. They didn't plan on paying. Basically, what she was doing, she was promoting them. Mm-hmm. But they did not want to pay her for promotion, or they didn't, and they did not want to give her free services for promotion. What? So it wasn't a fair exchange.
Obviously. Oh, okay, I wasn't aware of that part.
Well, that's what she said in the video. Mm-hmm. That basically, that's what they expect from her. Oh, basically, just promotion, and that's it. And they want her to pay for services.
Yeah.
And personally, like, if I was an influencer, I'd understand. I'd fully get it. Like, why would you think that I should just be promoting you for free?
Yeah, of course.
When there are plenty of other companies out there that would want me, would pay
and pay for me.
Especially because I saw her following. I think she had like over 300,000 followers.
She does. She's got a lot of followers.
For you and to think, no, that's
a piss take. Yeah, and the likes actually like match the amount of followers that she has. It's not like she's got 300 and something thousand. She's only getting like 200 likes. She's actually getting like tens of thousands of likes on her pictures. So, like, I get it, but
I mean, I guess her 10 was entitled by then. I guess maybe she was frustrated and annoyed at the fact that she left her home to go somewhere where they're basically saying, you're not scheduled. That being said, the company should have been like, we apologize.
Yeah,
they basically just absolved themselves of any responsibility and
I just feel like, in a way, I do get the sense of entitlement from that people were talking about, because there was something that happened. I can't remember what it was, but I feel like Instagrammers, they feel that they can get anything free.
Yeah.
So literally, it's a thing where it's like, oh, I might go to a nail shop and, you know, you're hinting, oh, I'm this big Instagrammer, so you should give me a discount or do it free and I'll promote you and stuff like that. I think they're so used to getting freebies that they believe everyone should give them freebies.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I don't like. That is the entitlement that I don't like. But other than that, I feel like this girl, she was...
Even with the entitlement, I feel like, you know, social media has become a currency. It really of has. Course, like, having followers has become a currency. Mm-hmm. And... it pays to be on social media and to be active on social media. And I feel like I saw a couple of tweets a couple of weeks ago talking about how people monetize stealing tweets and doing stuff like that. But the thing is, you should have thought of it first.
You should have thought of it. I swear.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't feel salty when my tweets get stolen or cropped or whatever. Because
it's annoying.
It is what it is. Like, if I had thought of it first, bitch, I would have been making money off people's tweets.
I think the thing that I don't like about that is that if you're gonna steal my tweet, no, don't steal it. Just take the tweet and post it. Will still get the same amount of, you know, reception that you wanted to get. Don't crop my name out of it, kind of thing, because then you're basically making it seem like I created that tweet.
I don't know, but the thing is, I don't like having my name in it. Like, the other day, I tweeted something about fucking semicolons. Mm. Believe my niece's mum, like, sent me the picture.
With your name in it?
Yes!
Oh, shame.
And I was like, I don't need people seeing me out. Like, I don't need that kind of visibility. Yeah, but please, by all means, crop my name out of it.
I guess, I know, but I mean, just to claim that it's yours. It's not a claim that it's yours, but then they make it seem. Some of them do, like, that Wormsin guy, whatever his name is, he's jarring. He's stolen so many names. I can't deal with that guy.
That being said, would you consider yourself an influencer?
Me? No. Yeah. I could if I want, not on a certain scale, but I guess I could have some form of influence if I wanted to. Like, if I said, oh my God, everyone go and get this, I guess there'll be people that'll be like, oh really, like, what's it saying? And I can tell them more, kind of thing. But I wouldn't say that, you know, that's my forte or that's something that I could probably make a living off of. I'm sorry, I don't have that. I ain't got it like that. So
yeah, what about you? I agree. I think in makeup you do.
So I guess it's on a smaller scale, just because you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're on Instagram, it would be on a much larger scale. But I think Twitter, as big as Twitter is, it's still small. It's still contained, if that makes sense. I can't describe it.
It's within a small community.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I feel like even if I was to take quote unquote influencing seriously, I wouldn't even have the energy to do it.
It's a job. It's a job. People actually do it.
That's why people are making money off of it. Because it's actually a job. I don't have the energy to be telling you. Like, you know, the thing is, when I talk about makeup, it's not because I'm an influencer or anything. It's because I genuinely like makeup.
And you just want to share, like, oh my God, guys, I found the golden, I don't know, the like, elixir, like sharing of life.
Shit. Like, yeah. I like sharing because I want everybody to look good and everything. Like, makeup, skincare, all of that. I'm so interested in all that because that's just me and I like sharing with people. But I don't think I would ever become an influencer.
Speaking of which, yeah, your skin is really popping right now. Like, shout out Glowpot.
Glowpot. It's Glowpot plus that new NARS foundation. Bitch.
Like,
bitch.
It's looking bitch. Really,
can
like,
you see my pores? Really? Can you see?
It's actually the my best, pores. The best, like, base I've ever seen on you.
I tweeted this yesterday. I was like, this is, like, the best base in my 4 years of seriously wearing makeup. NARS foundation, the new one, the Longwear Radiant one, and the Glowpot has just made me look like a fucking bad bitch. I can't stop looking at myself in the mirror. I mean, before I couldn't, but like now I really can't.
Honestly, no, it's popping, it's popping.
What else is going on? Davido.
Yeah, so how do you pronounce it? I was having this discussion yesterday. I think it's Davido.
I think it's Davido.
Yeah, some people say
Davido.
Davido. I don't listen to him enough to know. I do listen to him, but I don't pay attention like that. But yeah, so what? So that was about, basically, he went out of London. He
performed for like 5 minutes.
He was late, like three hours late. Did nonsense.
Then came London and gave the performance of his life. And
brought out everybody.
The king of dance.
Mate, he brought out, did he bring out Notes? He brought out, who else did he bring out? There were quite a few people.
I don't know the other people's names. No,
there was someone that I just
someone beginning with M. No and idea. Literally never listened to him before in my life.
But he brought out some good artists. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, but that's because, you know, London is the capital of UK.
And we've seen the Republic of London.
We are, literally, it just, I don't care, like, it's the most important part. So, you know.
This is making me look so, like, I'm looking forward to the Wizkid concert in May. Because, bitch, I'm finna get my life watching the King of Dancehall on stage. Okay.
To be honest, I should go, but I have been to so many Wizkid concerts. Like, every time he's been here, I've been, except for one time. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I really want to go Lotto Boys concert, you know. And nobody wants to come with me. Actually, imagine, when I finally found someone to come with me, I literally went on to go and book the ticket, sold out. Shame. After I've been asking for weeks.
You should have just gone by yourself.
Why would I do that? Like, going to a concert by yourself, you can't go to a Lotto Boys concert. How are you gonna, you ain't making money, like, you know, Don, no, Don. I'm looking left to right, like, who am I gonna aim?
She ain't got
like,
no Don.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. No, I couldn't.
To
do
be
that.
Fair, you would have been at the concert with like 16, 17 year olds anyway.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yes, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have. I think
20 be, at max.
Just shut up. I still wanna go, I'm not gonna lie. I still wanna go. Oh, someone said that they know who DJ Khaled is bringing out on Sunday, and apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, I heard.
Do you know who they are? I heard
I can't remember what I said. I remember Rihanna.
Really?
Yeah, and then something about Diddy as well.
Oh my God, imagine if there was a Bad Boy reunion.
We will promise a Bad Boy reunion, and Diddy is still...
I don't know why he won't do it. Like, it's just like, easy money for it.
Hello, bitch. Easy money. I'm ready to do All About the Benjamins. Yeah, I'm ready to get money.
That's why. I think he just doesn't have the energy.
Ready to do Quiet Storm remix, bitch.
Honestly, nah, that'll be sad. I need to get a ticket for Sunday. 100%, I've only got Saturday.
I'm not even going wireless.
You're not going?
No.
Why?
Because I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, but you can find a ticket. You cannot miss this.
I don't want to pay two bills for
You won't. You won't. I think you may find something close to the date. Maybe.
Until I get a fake ticket. I ain't got time.
Don't rule it out.
We'll see.
Don't rule it out.
Yeah, anyway. Hi, guys. My name is Jamila Joa.
And I'm Sam Ray.
And we are Bizak. We are back with a new episode. New episode? Yeah, it is a new episode. I'm so dumb. You guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter, and we will answer them on the show. Any advertising, again, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com. if you would like us to be panelists at any of your universities, again, pinkmattercontact@gmail.com.
or any event in general.
Any event in general.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes. Oh, and still, there's still a few tickets left for the beauty room, so go cop some.
Yeah, pinkmatter.shubs.com is where you can get your tickets. And let's get started with the show. So today, Pink Matter discusses the concept of emotional cheating. Now, firstly, what I want to ask you is,
what do I consider emotional cheating? Yeah.
I consider emotional cheating to be, do you know what? I had a definition for this before, but it's kind of slipped my mind. To emotionally cheat, I would say I would have the desire to want to be involved with somebody, whether it was sexually or just romantically. Is that a word? Yeah. Romantically, to be with somebody that's not your partner.
Right.
Yeah.
I think for me, what emotional cheating is it's basically physical cheating, but what holds you back is the guilt. So I feel like there's more awareness that goes into emotional cheating.
I don't think so.
Because that's why they hide it.
I think some people don't know that they're emotionally cheating,
right,
as well, because it also depends on, you know, the way that the other person positions themselves as well. Because mm-hmm. imagine if, you know, the guy, like, let's say we're talking from a woman's perspective, and she had a guy that, you know, came to her as like, oh, you know, I'm your male bestie. Right. And he's like there for her in ways that maybe her man isn't there for her. And she's thinking things like, oh, you know, I can only go to my male best friend for this, or I can only go to him for this, or he's going to make me feel better in this way, or, oh my God, I love him so much, and, you know, I wish my man was like him, kind of thing. That I feel like is emotional cheating. Like, not necessarily, but I think with the last thing I said, in the sense that, you know, you're looking for
solace somewhere.
Yeah,
else.
Exactly.
Okay, I could understand that. I don't know. Okay, so I'll put to you this question. What would you rather your partner do? And it has to be one or the other, physically emotional cheat. Or physical. You'd rather physical.
Physically, I wouldn't like either of them, but emotional for me. Okay, so I have to break it down, yeah. When you're emotionally cheating, you're giving your time, your attention, your effort, your energy.
But he might be spending money on this physical. That might hurt me more. I can't lie. This financial.
That's true. But then I just feel like it takes more. It takes more to emotionally cheat than to physically cheat. To physically cheat, you can literally just fuck someone, bust a nut, never see them again.
Yeah.
To emotionally cheat, you would have had to have invested feelings in this person.
See, the reason, and that's the reason why I'd rather them emotionally cheat. And I can't. The reason why.
Wait, you'd rather them emotionally
cheat?
Yeah.
And I'll explain why, yeah. Because, okay, so for me, yeah, I feel everything, despite how I would feel about it, objectively speaking, I would rather you get something out of it. I'd rather it be that you, yeah, as a person,
so was it worth it?
Yeah, like it was genuinely worth it for you. Because if you are here telling me you were fucking bitches because they were just there, I'm gonna punch you because you were just there. Like, because it undermines the significance of our relationship then.
Yeah.
If you're telling me that you were fucking other girls because they were just there and you were doing all that because, like, imagine someone saying they cheated on you and then you ask someone like,
No, but at the same time, now I hear what you're saying. I've never looked at it from that perspective. However, wouldn't you rather, it's literally just slipped my mind. Yeah, with physical cheating, sometimes it can literally just be like a quick like lapse of judgment. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Well, it can, but then emotional cheating, as I said, it's time. It's energy. It
I know. I know. I mean, you could call it a quick lapse of judgment, but it took time for you to off those clothes. So at no point for you, when you were off in that clothes, you did not think.
Someone did say that. Someone said that there's a process to cheating. There's meet the girl.
There's you fell into it. No, because you exactly. met her.
You exchange numbers or
you
whatever.
Guys lips.
You lips.
You sucked her tits.
You ate her out.
You did this. You did.
And at no point did you stop. Forget before that. You had to take off your clothes. You had to unhook bra.
You had to go somewhere. You had to hide it. There's so much that goes into it. So no. There's no, she was just there. Because she wasn't just there. You went to meet her. You offed your pints.
Yep.
You ate her out. And now that's where we are. So for me, if it's meaningless, then why the fuck did you do it?
Like, but emotional cheating is easier to hide than physical cheating.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. That's why I would rather it. Because I feel like with physical, it's just because it's meaningless. It's like, so you're just telling me you just did it because you just wanted me to die, basically. I said you wanted me to die.
Okay, so would you consider flirting cheating?
No, it's just disrespectful.
It is. That's exactly what I was gonna say. It's just disrespectful. Some people can't help but flirt. Yeah. It's just literally their language.
That used to be me, but I changed completely.
God.
I used to be, you know, I used to remember when I used to flirt so much, even with ugly niggas, like I used to flirt
And now I had to switch up. But even now, people still think that I'm flirting because I'm not rude per se, but like I banter rudely. So it sounds like I'm flirting. I'm really not flirting. Like, with the way I flirt is very outright, like, you know, I can't explain.
I think it depends. I can switch out, but I think mainly I flirt by being rude. It's such a Nigerian way of flirting, Yoruba way of flirting. Like, seriously, it's just
like, if I cuss you,
honestly, yeah, like, but I flirt
at the same time. If I cuss you, I'm also cussing.
Yeah,
you,
so. And then so guys always get it twisted. They kind of like think
that's why I had to stop exactly. That and explicitly be able to, like, if like with the guy I'm seeing, I would be like really outwardly.
Did you get that, guys? Did you catch
with
that?
The guy I'm seeing? Why are you, bitch? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Ridiculous. She's always trying to throw me under the bus. With the guy I'm seeing, I'd always be outwardly, like, you know, flirting, like, in the way people would see it as flirting anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll be like, oh, shut up. Every minute, shut up. Why? Like, I can't help it.
There's one thing I don't do. I don't call... If I call you big head, I 100% mean you have a big head. Let me just tell you that for free.
Yeah,
like, 100%. I don't even mean it like I'm not flirting. I 100% mean you have a big head. Honestly. You have a huge head. Your head is massive.
Mate. Do you know what I've noticed? I've turned into, like, those white girls that add X's at the end of everything, and the thing is, okay, let me explain. I do it in a way where it's like, if I'm asking someone for something, like, hey, do you want to do this for me, XXXX, or I don't know, like, hey, XXXX, but I'm doing it, it's not, I don't know how to describe it, I'm not doing it.
It started off for me in an ironic manner, and then I just ended up starting, now I use it properly.
Exactly, it's so annoying, I do it bare, like.
It's very annoying.
So, like, it could be anyone, like, sometimes I realise that I'm doing this to some guy, like, any guy, and I'm imagining him thinking that I'm on him, and no.
No, it will never be that.
It's not that.
Okay, so back to emotional cheating. So you know how I've put it now, that because emotional cheating means more, if they left you for the person they emotionally cheated on you with, what would your, like, would you, the reason
I
why
I would have left them anyway, that's the thing, they wouldn't get to leave me, I would have left you.
The reason why I say it, is because emotional cheating, I feel like there would be more reason for me to take partial responsibility for how it panned out, because maybe I'm not enough in the emotional capacity. No, I just mean it in, because obviously the physical capacity, it's all this whole, she was just there, bullshit, and that's just bullshit to me, because don't ever chat shit in my ear like that. If you're going to say anything, at least say, oh yeah, I had a crush on her from time.
Can't, because you can actually apply what you just said to physical cheating. If you weren't given the satisfying the person sexually, then they could, you could say you can go and find, seek it somewhere else. Right. I just feel like...
No, but you know how you said that it sometimes emotional cheating happens and you don't know it? Like, in that sense... Do you get what I'm saying? So I can feel a way, I won't feel a way about having to take partial responsibility for the fact that you didn't feel you could come to me, or you weren't able to come to me and you found solace somewhere else.
See, this is what I don't like.
Unknowingly, though.
No, I get it, but this is what I don't like. I just feel like when relationships should never get to that point. Like, you should be able to communicate well enough to be able to express to your partner that, look, I feel like, you know, you're not there for me in the way that I'd like you to be, etc., etc. It should never get to a point where you feel more comfortable talking to another dude or another girl over your partner about certain things. Of course, you have, you know, certain people you can go to for certain things, but it doesn't mean I'm gonna completely black out my partner from that. Like, then you should not be with that person. That's, I'm sorry, this is your life partner. Well,
that's another thing. I don't even think it should also relate to even just casual dating, or not casual dating, but the stage before the relationship anyway, because I think it was Martha, I saw a tweet, she said something about walking on eggshells. That's one thing
that's what I was just literally
used to do from, like, just I can no longer allow myself to just hold back for fear of, like,
I never hold
driving
back.
You away. I won't do it. I just refuse to do it. Like, this whole, I think I saw one, I think his name is Midnight Gaz. So Gaz must have said something like, oh, when she wants to move mad, but she can't because you're not officially hers yet. And I said, why would that even stop you? Are you sick? I'm gonna be mad. I'll be mad anytime I wanna be mad. In the beginning, in the end, I want you to know that I'm always mad.
That's it, exactly. And it's, forget even the madness part. It's just, I like to be
I'm very transparent when I'm dating someone or when I'm involved with someone. Like, this, what you see is what you get. You're not gonna come, I'm not gonna surprise you with anything later. You're not gonna be like, oh, where did this crazy bitch come from? You look like
a big crazy bitch.
You knew big crazy. And it's not even like, it's a thing where with me, I'm the type of person that I will express everything, like every issue I have as it comes. One thing I cannot stand is when someone harbors feelings exactly for you and then brings it up at a later date when you're winning an argument or something.
That, like, used to happen. Remember, that used to happen with me.
It happened with me in my last relationship. It just used to happen all the time.
It used to happen with me, and it used to be so jarring because it's like, and it would be something I would have completely forgotten about. Exactly. Like, we wouldn't have even been arguing about it at the time or anything.
Exactly.
It would have been something they were quote unquote observant about.
Exactly.
And then they'll bring it up, and it's like, my nigga, you couldn't bring it up then.
Months ago, like, you're bringing it up now. It's actually such
a pussy way to move, and I hate it so much because it's like, so what you're telling me is all this time you've just been harboring resentment towards me over this one thing. And they'll be like, they'll say as if like, no, I just noticed. So next time you notice something, mention the fuck what happened then. Yeah. Because it causes way too many problems, like, in the future. It's just not worth it.
And something that I've noticed is a lot of the time they don't actually care about the situation. They only,
they use the gaslight.
That's what I'm saying. And like, because they know that, you know, typically this wouldn't run with maybe somebody else, but it's okay with them. They use it because they know that, like I just said, because somebody else might see it as a offensive. Or exactly. So, I can use this because I know that she will understand where I'm coming from.
Like, I wear risque clothing, for the most part. I sort of dimmed it a bit, but I still wear risque clothing. So if you, as the person that I'm with, you don't like the way I dress, you don't care about the way I dress, but then your boys care about the way I dress, apparently.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. Oh my god.
Don't come to me months later saying, oh yeah, that outfit you're wearing back then, the boys are saying, if you don't give a fuck, why the fuck are you pressed?
Honestly.
Don't come with all that chatter. Don't come trying to say, oh yeah, you don't know.
In both of our situations, there's been times where I may have shown Jamila something and vice versa, or something, you know, a guy that we've been involved with have said or done, and we'd be like, oh yeah, no, I know, it's because of XYZ. So something that your friends might see as, you know, is not right, we know why it's being done, like, or we know why it's being said, or we don't care. Like, you can't force somebody to care about something. I hate people. I hate boys that, you know, seek approval from their friends, or once their friend says one thing,
yeah,
it's a thing.
That's it.
Me, the thing about me, and I think I've said this before because I've got a friend that does this too, one girl, Lammy, we both just tweet wreck, and I don't say wreck in a sense that are sexual tweets. I mean, like, we say dumb shit, like, we're just silly. Like, anyone that follows me would know what I'm talking about. And I used to have so many instances in my last relationship where, I don't know, like, people would, like, send tweets or something like that. And, like, oh, why is she saying this? Why is she saying that? Fam, this is me. This is what I am. This is how I'm not going to change. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change. Like, on top of that, I have a podcast where, you know, that I'm very, you know, open with, you know, my thoughts or my experiences or whatever.
We talk about arse eating.
We talk about everything and anything.
Yes, I just said arse eating, by the way.
Exactly. And then you had people that would just be reporting. reporting. Focus on your own relationship. If you even have a girl, go and focus on her. That's me. I can't stand stuff like that. It actually gets on my nerves. Mind your business. Yeah. Honestly, mind your damn business.
How did we just stray from emotional cheating? I'm so dead. Okay, so with emotional cheating, when does it become a fault? When you do it unknowingly, let's say your partner unknowingly emotionally cheated and then they realized they did and they came to you saying that basically they were emotionally cheating, but they basically had no real, real awareness of what they were doing at the time.
And as soon as they realized, that's when they came to talk to me about it. Yeah. I would definitely be forgiving of that situation, especially if I felt like, I contributed to the situation. The reason I was saying, like, when you said earlier about it being unknowingly, okay, that's fair enough. But if it was knowingly, for me, I just feel like there's no excuse for cheating. If you felt like, you know, at one point, you know, you were drifting to one side, then go and be with that person and break up with me.
Yeah.
That's the point I was trying to make earlier. But yeah, now in this situation, I would probably be forgiven, and I'm not a forgiving person when it comes to cheating. Like, I wouldn't, like, I don't know if I've been cheated on, probably have, but you know.
If I've been cheated on, I'm cheating back, bitch.
Don't let me find out.
I would cheat the fuck back, bitch.
Listen.
Let's take this back to cheating back. Yeah, okay, cool. So emotional cheating, the reason, and the thing is with emotional cheating, the reason why I would refer it again is because I wouldn't cheat. Like, I'd want you to leave, and I'd want to leave because clearly your heart isn't in it.
Yeah.
So with physical cheating, you may tell me you love me and all this bullshit, that's why you were physically cheating, fucking other bitches, and that's okay, that's cool. I feel like women need to normalize cheating as well, clearly, because that's why guys think, oh, it's worse for women to cheat. So me too, I'll cheat back, and then we can really equate what's wrong, mm-hmm. what's worse out of me and you cheating. Is yours worse? Mm-hmm. Is mine worse? Who did it first? So, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mind physical cheating. Yes, I'm definitely cheating back. Emotionally, you go your way, I go mine.
And I feel like, what's the word? Is it the word reductive? For when guys say things like, this might be the wrong terminology, guys, but when guys say things like, oh, you know, it's worse for a girl to cheat because, you know, her emotions were involved, you're telling me that no guy sleeps with girls with emotions? Like, it pisses me off, because that's literally the only argument men will use when they say why it's, when they just explain why it's worse for a woman
to cheat. If it is truly worse, then when I cheat back next time, you will know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
If it's truly that, oh, for women to cheat it is worse, then when I cheat back, you will know the magnified sense of how much what you did hurt me. There you go.
Do you know what someone also said? Someone said, I'm not even joking, someone actually said, this is the reason why cheating is worse for women, because when you're having sex with a woman, you're entering her, you're going inside her body, whereas a guy, it doesn't happen like that. So what?
Because you're into it as so,
bro, like, I swear, men are so dumb.
And
like,
so
actually, so what the hell are you talking about? That is sex. That is just literally the way the cookie crumbled. We got something that we need to be entered, and vice versa. It's okay, still sex.
It's worse for men to cheat because loads of things are just enclosing them. They're just trapping their penis.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't even make sense. It actually does not make sense.
So much shit.
Oh my gosh, is it not the same juice that you've put inside that's gonna come out?
No, that's that same key and
the door key and door. I thought of that when I was saying this.
Because a key that can open many doors is very good, but a door that can be opened by
every key is
shut the fuck up, bitch. Am I a door? I'm not a door, so shut up.
I swear to God, man.
That's so much fucking shit.
All right, so in terms of, so okay, so do you think you could forgive cheating then? Physical cheating.
I don't really like talking about it, because thing is, I can talk about, no, not even that, yeah, because people then start thinking they can slip a slide around here.
Yeah, I swear to God, this is why I never say certain things.
Can slip a slide around here.
I know.
No, it's not okay for you to cheat, mm-hmm. but if you do, I may be able to forgive it, only if I cheat back.
No, but okay, see, that's the thing, like, I know that every situation is it just depends on each situation, but like, as I speak now, I couldn't forgive it. Obviously, when you have a lot more invested in the relationship, like if you had a child or if you were married or whatever, then I guess, I mean,
like I would say, cheating isn't the worst thing that can happen in a relationship. I say this all the time, it's not the worst thing that can happen in a relationship. However, don't lose your minds. No one should come over here. Like, this is why I don't like talking about cheating, like, publicly anyway, because I know it gives the impression that, oh yeah, okay, so if I cheated on you, I can grovel,
buy a couple of recipes and she'll forgive me,
because I've been upping my knife work. Okay, let's not play games. Bam. Over here,
Edward Scissorhands out here. Right,
what do you mean? Bitch, so yeah, but I think hypothetically speaking, I think I may be able to, maybe, like, it would be dependent on the situation, but I may be able to. I cannot give a definitive no. I cannot give a definitive yes. What about you?
Like I just said, I, as it stands, no, but as I said, it depends. I don't know. I mean, I've got a child, and I guess I was still able to leave someone for, like, leave the, yeah, let me just stop, let me, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Leave, so like, you know, it happened, and like, I don't want to, like, keep talking about that, but yeah, like, so I guess if someone cheated and I had a child with them, I mean, I guess I still could leave. Do you know what I mean? I don't, like, as it stands, it's just something that I can't really accept, because of my, you know, my experiences, like, growing up, what I've seen, right. And then it's not, like, just within my own family, it's literally, ooh, every, like, majority of African households someone was cheating. And I said someone because it's not always just a man. Like, it's literally not always just a man. Someone's cheating. And I just feel like it's just so scummy. Like, it's just disgusting. It's not even just the fact that, you know, you have a family, you have children, you have a husband, you have a wife. It's the fact that other people that know about it, the way they talk about you as well. She's this, she's that. Oh, his wife, a Ashewonye. All over the place. It's embarrassing. It's disgrace. It's just...
I think the reason why mine may differ from yours then is possibly because, obviously, I saw it growing up as well, but it wasn't the worst part of for my
neither
parents.
Neither was mine.
It wasn't the worst part of the relationship, but because of... I guess because mine was at a younger age anyway, so for me, it wasn't as... bad as the rest of it. Like, it was like, it was just literally just a cherry on top. Like, it wasn't like everything else. Like, despite the fact that obviously I didn't like my father's like side chicks or his mistresses. I didn't like my father's mistresses, and obviously they bullied me and all of that. Yeah, but that aside, it was still that it was just the cherry on top of everything
that
else.
Was like, I had a lot, as in as long as I can remember, there's always been something.
Yeah.
It's always been something, like whether it was domestic violence, whether it was, you know, cheating, whether it was, I don't know, it just, there's a lot of things, like a lot of things. But I still feel like, yeah, cheating is still one of the top three things that I cannot, you know, I probably can't accept.
What would number one be?
I don't have an order.
I think I have an order. Mine goes... I think mine is domestic violence.
I've left someone for that.
Number one would be child abuse. Second, domestic violence. And then number three.
Child abuse. Ew. See, things like that, I don't even think about.
Yeah.
I don't even think about, because it's like, I can't physically imagine being with someone that can do such a thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, God forbid, you were with...
And it's any kind of child abuse. That's the thing. It's literally any... It's like, not just physical. Like, it would rain from everything. So it's like, any kind of child abuse, I swear, the people that we need to protect the most are the children. They're the most innocent. And all they require is cultivation and protection. So for you to abuse them straight, no hesitation, no nothing, straight lock off. I don't care. Then it'd be domestic violence. Then it would be cheating. No, financial abuse. Then it would be cheating. I'm really big on money, guys. I swear.
She has her reasons, boy.
Like, since I was a child, I'm really like, ugh! Like, if you take my money, it's actually like I'm gonna work with, like, no. So since I was a child, no. So yeah, domestic violence. No, child abuse, domestic violence, then financial abuse. No, financial abuse may be above domestic violence. I can't even lie. And then cheating.
I don't know what. I don't have an order. Following on actually from what we were saying, so do you feel like humans, I'd say humans first and then specifically males after, are born to be monogamous?
I don't really like talking about this on the podcast because my views are very
unconventional.
Yeah.
No, so. I agree. I don't think they're supposed to be, because if that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But at the same time, that's what I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
feel like we aren't born to be monogamous, but we are conditioned to be. So I feel like it's very possible to be monogamous.
I feel like I prefer being monogamous. However, maybe because I'm still very young, I don't see longevity in it. Like,
no, but that's what I was gonna say. I've said this. No, just say
I
it.
I don't see.
I can't imagine. But I guess it's because you know what it is. It's because you haven't met that person yet. Because I promise you, that's exactly how I feel. Have you met that person yet? No. I would like to think possibly, but you know, you have to see. It's not been long enough for me to know certain things yet. So my thing is, I feel like
I see monogamy for me, but longevity, I don't see it for me. Like, I'm very I was even telling my best friend the other day, like, I don't want to get married, like, as of now, and I don't want to have kids as of now. And a lot of people think I'm joking, and I'm genuinely not. Like, I just every time I think about marriage, I feel like being sick. Like, you forever. Like, just you. And it's not even like, oh, in a sexual manner. It's just like, I literally have to be with you for the rest of my life. Do you know, there's billions of people in this planet and I have to be with you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So, I can't imagine, like, literally for the rest of my life being with one person, the same person. Like, my longest relationship has been like what, just over 2 years. Yeah, honestly, like, guys, like, that was long. Like, that was long. And some people have been in relationships for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and some have been in relationships for 40. I'm not even 40 yet. Like, can you imagine your life, your age right now, that you are 22 years old? Can you imagine being, for this entire life that you have lived, from the A to the Gugu Gaga, yeah? Can you be with someone in that entire time, the same person?
I was talking to one of my girls, and I was just like, I cannot imagine, yeah. Woo-woo, you both go out to work in the morning, and then someone, maybe he's at home when I get home, and then
every day you're there. Like, Jesus Christ, get out of my house.
In my bed. You'll be looking forward for them going on their business trips, you know. You won't even care why he's going on that business trip. You know, you won't care. You won't care. You're just like, okay, I've got the bed. I've got the bed now. And then on top of that, you have kids. Like,
I can't. It's giving me anxiety. I can't do it.
Honestly, no, it is.
I can't imagine being with someone for the rest of my, like, and you're always there and you're always in my room. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you always in my room? Like, honestly, get out of my room. Maybe we're going to need separate rooms or something. I don't know, because why are you literally always there in my room?
That's what I was just about to say. That's why you have to literally adapt your your relationship. So exactly, because a lot of relationships, a lot of successful relationships, they do things that people look at and think, why are you doing that? I saw something the other day about, there's a couple that they literally live like a road apart from each other or something like that. They don't live together. They have not lived together and they are still happily married. Like, literally, I think the mother lives with, isn't it Chrissy Teigen?
I don't know.
And someone, anyway, basically the mother lives with them and the father lives somewhere else, and their relationship is completely happy. They love it. Maybe it's not Chrissy Teigen, someone anyway. And like, that's what works for them.
How are you living in my house?
That's what works for them. I need, definitely, you know, the outhouse thing. I need that to be converted for me and my girls, or the guy
to have a man cave. Always there.
I am here for a man cave, you know. I'm even here for having a spare house that we can both use, yeah? That we'll both do up for ourselves. And sometimes, you know, you lot can go and stay there with the boys and vice versa.
Sometimes I want to watch my shows by myself. Yeah, I don't want to have
CCTV in there, though. I can't lie.
Watching my shows with me. Go away, man.
Honestly.
The fuck?
Yeah, but that's like my mum's house in Nigeria. They have two living rooms. My mom just goes upstairs and she just goes and watches her own films while her husband's downstairs with his boys, does whatever.
And like, then you'll be talking, oh my gosh, I can't.
Honestly.
And they'll be asking, yo, babe, can you go and get me this from the kitchen, please?
I'm not sure.
There's this meme,
yeah, where it's like, when you've been hearing someone's talk for the past half an hour and you turn around and you see it's your friend because you're high in it, whatever. And I was like, that's literally gonna be me. I was like, oh my god, this person is talking again and they're just there.
Honestly. No, that is actually funny. I'm definitely here for the concept of, you know, having your own space.
So let's say you've been in a 30-year-long marriage. Let's say you've been in a 30-year-long marriage, right? And you find out that your husband cheated on you like 15 years ago.
Oh, I think, who did we speak about with this? I can't remember. Yeah. I've spoken about this. I don't know. I can't answer that question because I don't know.
That's another reason why I list the vios that can happen in a marriage, because that's why cheating, like, I may be able to forgive it. Because it's like, I feel like I said, I just said, monogamy is for me, but the longevity in it is a bit of a mad thing. So that's why I can understand why some people do cheat in long marriages. Not these short 6 month relationships, because some of you have no fucking self-control.
You'll be cheating from before into the relationship.
You have no fucking self-control. But these 30-year long marriage, I get it. I really do. Because it may not be that it's the person. It just maybe just be like, it's just that one person that, like, you've just been with them for so fucking long. Like, sometimes, you know,
you just want a
buffet.
You need a change every now and then. And that's why you go and find a relationship that suits you. Because some people, they are into swinging and stuff like that. Yeah, and swinging, for anyone that doesn't know, is where people go and they go to like a place where couples just fuck each other and whatever. There's people that cuckolding is where you watch your partner having sex with somebody else and so on and so forth. But back to the question that you said, actually, the thing is with that situation, why I feel like it differs from others is that okay, say for instance you were in a relationship for 30 years or in a marriage for 30 years, you would not have invested half as much, not even a quarter as much of time or effort or love or whatever that you have invested, you know, now. So at the start of the relationship, you might not even have not even been in love with this person, but then you grew to love them, and you know, you could never imagine doing something like that to them. Like now, you've matured as a person, you've developed as a person, you've grown, etc., etc. You understand that, you know, cheating is wrong, or you understand that what you did was like awful, etc., etc. So I feel like the circumstances would have been different. If you now cheated, let's say 5 years into the relationship, then that's completely different. Mm. If you cheated 6 months into the relationship, maybe a year, and we've been together for 30, then I guess that's forgivable.
No, but what if it was 30? You've been together for 30, mm-hmm. and you cheated 15 years ago.
Oh shit! Yeah, nah.
So you wouldn't forgive it?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on how the relationship has gone since, and if he's cheated again.
Yeah.
If he cheated like more than once, no. Because then that wasn't an accident. That wasn't,
I feel like at that point, yeah, it would just become a case of us just constantly cheating on each other.
Exactly.
Like, I don't mind. You know what? Yeah, fuck it. Because I ain't trying to leave you.
That's what I'm saying.
So fucking, why don't we just be cheating back on each other? And you know what? Yeah, I'm really competitive. So I'm definitely going to be cheating better than you. Mate. Oh, I'm going to be cheating with rich niggas.
This is what
yes,
I'm saying. And so I'm so sorry, guys, but women are 100% better at cheating than males mm-hmm. are. I am so sorry.
We're tactical.
Not that I can relate. I genuinely can't. But I know that
I
they can't, are.
If I wanted to cheat.
I can't denounce that on air. Shut up, you dickhead. If I wanted to cheat, I promise you I would get away with it. I promise you. Like, I could. 100%. So, just saying.
Okay, bitch.
Shut up.
Okay, bitch.
Do you think you can get away with cheating?
Yes, easily. The fuck.
Exactly. So
easy, bitch. The fuck.
It's actually too easy. Like, men are stupid. You lot leave behind evidence that you're just dumb.
Maybe they do it intentionally, because I don't actually get why they do it like that.
Yeah, there's actually some guys as well. Do you know a lot of guys actually don't use Twitter for that reason, because they know that like they'll be having girls come into their chick as a woman and so on and so mm-hmm, forth. A lot mm-hmm. of guys don't use Twitter for that reason.
That's why your MCM's on private, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, no, it's actually true. That is why. That is... I'm so dead. Someone came to mind. Wow. But yeah. Yeah. I need to just not. But
yeah, you need to not. But, yeah, that's why your MCM's on private, babe. That's why he doesn't have a picture of...
That's why he's got a football avi. You're not sure. Wait, is this him? Nah, maybe not. Oh, nah, some guys are trash.
Okay, can't even tweet his name or nothing.
Imagine, yeah, I had a friend that... this was like years ago I had this friend that was like, oh, he wanted to move to a girl and he was in a relationship. And I said, hell to motherfucking no. And he was just like, no. Give me her, I can't remember if he wanted her Insta or her Snapchat or something like that. And I was like, but she is more active on Twitter. And he was like, yeah, but no, I'm not giving her my Twitter. I don't want to have my Twitter on that Twitter. I said, we having pictures of his girl. We having pictures of this, that, and the other. But no, like, men are stupid. But what he didn't understand was that this girl, if she really liked him, she would have found his Twitter in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not hard for mm-hmm. us to find things like that. So these boys that be thinking that they'll be outsmarting you, be doing yourselves,
skirt,
idiot.
I saw your Twitter way before you told me, baby.
Do you know? That's the you know when you
way before you told me
down. Oh, this happened to me. I can't lie. So the other time. Listen to this, yeah. So some dude, yeah, he must have tweeted some bar, right? He tweeted a bar and I was like, hey, this better be a lyric, yeah. You know when you have to go and double check that it's a bar? So I went, googled it, and it was, and I saw the song and I went to go and play the song in it. So I played the song on my Spotify or whatever. So one day he was going through my Spotify and he saw the tune and he was like, wait. And he said he was thinking to himself, was it me that searched this tune? He was like, wait, why were you listening to this song? And I was like, I just told the truth. I don't lie about stuff like that. When I've been preying someone, I don't lie. So I was just like, yeah, because I saw you tweet the point. I had to make sure that it was, But you guys don't understand. We have
everything.
I will Google your full name. I will see you on that 192.com. I see that you live with someone that's over the age of 45 in East London. You're on the electoral register.
By the way, can I just say we're speaking hypothetically? strictly hypothetically.
Mate. Oh my gosh.
We really strayed from the topic.
Yeah, we have. But it's
But that's another, you know what, yeah, with social media, that's another, you can't find out if your partner is actually, you know what, you could find out if they're emotionally cheating through social media, you know. Do you know how many connections people make over social media? Like, mm-hmm. If you're tweeting a bitch way too many times, I feel like you're emotionally cheating.
Yeah.
Because why you guys keep conversing? What do you guys need to talk about? Yeah. Why is she always laughing at your jokes?
No, you can tell. Funny. You can tell by the female's interaction. I found out once about some girl that some guy I used to see, he had previously been involved with her, but lied that he wasn't. The reason I knew is I was going through his Instagram, and under one of his like pictures, I think it was a picture of his birthday cake, she must have done a kiss face. Now that either means that the bitch bought you the cake, or she's just like she's got something mentally wrong with her. So
it's one of the two. Exactly. Bitch.
So I knew her, innit. So I asked her. I didn't come to her as a woman because I knew her. So I was just like, yo, like, you know, were you involved with this person, you know, during this period, etc., etc.? And she was like, call me. Called her, we spoke, and yep, she was.
And but another thing is, you know, like how that. You can tell, because you know what, guys don't get themselves birthday cakes, so if he's got a really nice birthday cake, that means the girl got it for him. And if it wasn't you, then bitch, it was some other bitch.
100%. Or a good female friend, can't lie.
Or some other bitch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She falls under that category.
Yeah, exactly. So you need to know who the fuck bought him that fucking birthday cake, exactly. Bitch. Because niggas don't buy themselves nice cakes.
You can just tell by interactions. Like, there's, what other things? There's certain other things that girls do as well. That they try and they try and mark their territory, but in an indirect way. I've seen some things.
Someone tried to say I was doing that to Justice. Okay, Jay, you know Jay Andreas on Twitter. He's my friend, right? So
what?
Someone tried to say I was doing that to, because you know how I call Justice Jussie, right?
Yeah.
So apparently, I don't know. He made it proper, made it seem like a thing. And I was like, whoa. I was just like, okay, no, I'm the only person that calls him Jussie, so let's not do that.
What happened?
It was someone said, oh, I need to find out what was said. Yeah, they go Justice. Is actually the timeline's boyfriend. Everyday women talking about Jussie LaMayo. Okay, I don't know why I say LaMayo. Like,
sorry, who was this?
So fucking annoying.
Liv, man.
And I was like, are you sick? Like, I literally was like, are you sick? I'm the only person that calls him Jussie. Any other person that calls him Jussie is trying to fuck, okay?
Oh, wait, no, because I've called him that a few times. Nah, I ain't trying to fuck. I ain't trying to fuck.
But I call him Jussie, like, all the time. So I'm like, we are strictly friends, strictly platonic, nothing more, never has been. Just want to clear that out, you know.
Yeah.
So
and like, there was a time, there was a girl, like, I saw something that happened with my friend. If you're listening, girl, I ain't sending for you, I'm just saying, like, I saw it, I seen it. Like, she said something like, I think my friend must have tweeted something, and she was like, you better not have a girlfriend. Whoa. I was like, what? Oh, I forget it. Nothing's going on between them, but like, why would you tweet that?
You better not go.
She put that foot on her neck,
literally, like, steps on his neck,
and it's stuff like that. Like, if I saw that, I would just be like, you know what, like, let me back the fuck up. Like, I do is I will search apps. So I search a guy's app with a girl's app to make sure, like, there wasn't any previous involvement, because it might be someone that I know of or whatever, and I just can't be bothered to go there. Not that I care, but like, so I just, that's what I do. I search.
See, you girls know, you know how we do. We search everything.
Yeah.
We search names,
words.
Girl.
I search girlfriend. I search girlfriend. I search girl. I search
depend on the guy, I'll search bae.
Yeah, just different things.
Different things, yeah, you different know. Things. You gotta see everything, because
exactly.
Even now, you know, sometimes I even search stuff like black women. I need to see what you're saying about people, because it's become a thing for me. I've noticed, I think a lot of people have just become, I don't know, very childish and immature, and not become, but they still are, and I just feel like, if there's no growth in you, then it becomes a bit of a ugh. Like,
yeah, no,
it really
that's
makes
the thing.
You feel sick.
Because so, even me, like, I looked back at, I said it earlier in this episode, I looked back at certain things that I said before, and it just stemmed from ignorance. It literally wasn't that I was a bad person.
Yeah.
It was literally just ignorance.
So
I
if
didn't
there's
know
no
better.
Growth in that, then it just makes you feel a bit ill, like,
yeah.
Like, just looking at what you say and your opinions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, we went completely off topic.
Way off the topic. But, yeah, that's basically it. So, emotional cheating versus physical cheating.
Woo.
So on today's segment of Asking for a Friend, we were asked this. Hey girls, I've been with my Nigerian boyfriend for 4 years now. When we first started dating...
4 years, wow.
Wow.
Nigerian.
They can last that long.
Wow.
When we first started dating, I wore sew-ins, but after a while, I transitioned into wigs. Girl, I feel ya. The thing is, my boyfriend doesn't like when I take my wig off. Sometimes I'll have cornrows, and sometimes I'll have my hair slicked down under a wig cap. He has also stated that it turns him off when I wear a headscarf during sex, but at the same time, he won't let me take off my wig. If I have sex with him without my headscarf, it will mess up my hair. I feel like this is a really trivial situation, but it's driving me crazy. I know that wigs tend to be the topic of the timeline, so I thought I'd ask you two. What should I do?
Tell him he has two options. It's cornrows or it's a headscarf. It's one of the two. It's
honestly, like, I'm triggered because I'm not even exaggerating. Literally, you are me. Like, literally. Not that people have a problem with it. No one's expressed that they have a problem with it. They might.
I hope they don't.
But, like, literally, that's exactly me. It's either cornrows, it's either a wig cap underneath. I wear a headscarf during all that. Like... I mean, that's what comes with dating a black girl. Y'all know. Come on, man. Like, these are, like, not saying that you have to manage jail braids or anything like that, but at least a headscarf. I mean,
listen, me ole wapa. I mean, literally because of anything, I can't come and kill myself. Mm. Okay.
But at the same time, okay, let's flip it. Yeah. If it's something that, like, turns him off sexually,
okay,
then
so
really,
what we,
like,
can do is this year, I glue on my fucking wig before we have sex.
I mean, she can compromise and go back to sew-ins. I know it's, like, difficult. Or she can just, like...
Nah, sew-ins, I can't even lie. Sew-ins really is kind of long for man. Mm. Like, now, that, once you transition to wigs, it's kind of long for man.
I know.
So, maybe what you can do is glue on your wig.
That's a glue.
Not real glue, like, got to be. Like,
no one's even doing that shit.
You've got to be, and then you could just, like, thingy it off if that... But the thing is, what your compromise will have to be, don't pull on my fucking hair. That's basically
exactly
it.
Or like just tie your hair in a really tight bun or something like that, because then it won't, how will it mess up in that sense? Do you know what I mean? I mean if I was gonna
think, he's not a hair puller, that might be your issue, the fact that he wants to pull hair.
Yeah, some guys are like that. Mm-hmm. That's why they
and if
like...
he wants to pull hair, then he needs to buy a new bundle to replace the hair. Like, you need to compromise, you need to find a way to, you know.
Yeah, I feel like with me, why do I wear a headscarf when I'm going to work? Why do I wear a headscarf on top of a wig? I just wear headscarf. I'm not gonna lie. I just bang headscarf for no reason. I guess
I have like five.
Yeah, I guess sometimes for security purposes as well. Like, I can't lie. I am okay. Nah, because any of my ops ever want to beef me,
they could just whip it out.
Yeah, I'm literally telling you my kryptonite right now. Yeah, like, I don't secure my wig. I secure my wigs in. I can never go on a ride and my wig flies off. Let's just put it. Let's just put that out there, because I don't know how some girls be doing one quick milli rock and then their wig flies off. That ain't it, y'all.
My wig is very tight.
Do you know what I'm saying? It is tight, it is, but it's not. I don't like
use a band. Or
yeah, I don't
clips,
use a band. I do use clips though.
Got to be glue. So I use clips. Got to be glue.
No, I don't. I use clips. Yeah, I use clips, but I don't really like to. Sometimes I don't clip them because they start to hurt your edges and stuff like that. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm trying to think of why I wear a headscarf. I guess it's just I like the look of it as well. I can't lie. I think
like a bush woman.
No, the thing is, yeah, when I don't wear makeup. I just feel like just quickly just whip on a headscarf. It just makes everything easier. I'll go out quick, in, out. I don't know. But I mean, to have sex, I don't know, man. Because it's a
someone's
wig.
Someone's going to end up hiding your headscarf for you.
I know. Because it's a wig, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Like I said, you can use got to be glue and like just for the okay. But sometimes, so this is something that you plan, I'm assuming. So
they want to do holding your hair, yeah, when you're doing some nasties, yeah. And he's bare pulling my wig, and I'm like, yo, not the wig.
What we're not gonna do?
I swear on my life, Jamila, you are me, because I swear to God, I have said that before. This is not what we're gonna do. That is not what we're gonna do. Literally,
don't touch the hair.
Like, they're trying to help though. You know, they're trying to help. Like, move your hair out of your face, you know, because you're eating. Because you're eating spaghetti, they're moving your hair out of your face for you. So, you know, it's a bit messy. So, like, that's what they do. But sometimes they're just pulling too hard. Like, chill. Chill, fam. This thing is not attached.
Like I said, you know, got to be glue, clips, tie it up.
If you really like, you really want to compromise on that.
Because I can't blame, you can't blame someone for not being sexually attracted to something.
We need to get a fucking grip.
He met you one way and then now you're
Nigerian, you know, man. Always demanding shit, man.
I don't think it's got to do with being Nigerian, man.
Shut the fuck
some
up,
guys
man.
Are very tolerant of it.
Captain Save a Nigerian nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
We love our Nigerian.
We only love Wakandan niggas out here.
Niggas. We only love Michael B. Jordan's out here.
You know.
Okay, yeah, let's go back to the dilemma. Then I'm going to quickly touch on something here. Because y'all niggas are haters. Yeah. But anyways, back to it. I think you can compromise somehow. I think just take off the headscarf. Can't lie. If he's not sexually attracted, I mean, if you weren't sexually, if he had, I don't know, for instance, what can we say that a guy, okay, if imagine if your guy like was someone that just liked to fuck you through boxer shorts. Yeah? Exactly. If you're saying no, the fuck, that's not what we're gonna do. You would expect him, and do you know what I mean? Or like, okay, let me say something that's like more realistic. That is realistic, but I mean,
no, the fuck it
no,
is.
I mean, it's realistic. That some guys think that they can do that, and that's not gonna happen. That can never
cut them up.
No nigga ever can enter through boxer hole shorts. Just know that some people actually suck dick through that hole. No, you guys are tramps.
You know, I saw some. This tweet kills me every time I see it. And there's some like me while sucking dick. You know you could just bite it clean off. You could just bite it off. Strip off.
You actually could. But yeah, no, I think find a way to compromise. Like if he had, for instance, like I don't know, like say your dude had like a hairy chest, and that was a turn off for you. Would you not ask him to shave it or wax it or whatever? You would. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, or you could tolerate it, but that's your own. You just be doing yourself. At least he's expressing. Because some guys, see, goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? Some guys would be like, oh, well, my girl's not budging with this. I'm really not attracted to this. I've actually expressed that I'm not attracted to it. She's not changing it. Well, shit then. Let me go and fuck a girl that I really am attracted to then. A girl that will literally...
Well, shit then. Let me go cheat back with a nigga that doesn't mind me not wearing a fucking wig.
Exactly. Let me pull on her hair.
Let me ride her like a rodeo.
I'm a cheat back. Like a rodeo.
You go fuck a bitch that lets you pull her hair and I'm gonna fuck a nigga. I don't care about my fucking wigs. You know
I just feel like everything is just compromised. Like, people really need to compromise in relationships. That's the thing. But yeah, quickly, what I was going to say about this... what were you going to say, Jamila?
No, go ahead. That's what I was
going to say. What was going to say about this Michael B. Jordan? Okay, I'm sorry, but have you not noticed all the archives that people are digging into now to try and
someone tried to call them 5'9". Even if he is 5'9", he can get... Exactly. I can take all their 5'9".
Someone tweeted a picture of him looking like he was in B2K, yeah? And they were like, oh, is this y'all's king? The fuck? Yes!
That's my fucking king, bitch. My king, her king, that nigga's king. That nigga's king, all of our kings.
Your highness.
Your majesty.
I'll be sucking your dick while pulling you. Your highness. Yes, your highness. We ain't doing daddy out here. We ain't doing zaddy.
Yes, your highness.
What do you mean? The fuck?
I'm talking about he like anime. Me too, nigga.
Exactly.
Boruto. Out here. Yes.
Listen, Boruto. Oh my god, he loves anime. Guys, like literally, I jizzed.
You like anime? Me too.
Listen, I gonna say
me the fuck too.
I'm in love. Mm-hmm. Michael B. fucking Jordan. I watched it again.
Nigga tried to spread the rumor that he doesn't like black women. No, he does.
He loves us. We're his queens, mm-hmm. Okay?
And his royal highness will get everything he wants. Everything.
God.
5'9", 6'4". I don't care what high he is.
Exactly. Oh god.
Don't be bitter. Be better. Anyway, you guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmastercontacts@gmail.com and we will answer them on the show. Guys, the beauty room is this week.
Oh my god.
So excited. People have been asking me about dress code. Literally, whatever you feel comfortable slaying in. So literally, it could be anything. Heeled boots, not heeled boots, heels, whatever you want.
Exactly.
You know, we're just here to party.
Also, seating is on a first come, first serve basis. Obviously, we will try and get as many people
if you don't have
a VIP. Yeah. VIP will get confirmed seating, but or guaranteed seating, but we will try and have as many people seated as possible, but we are just letting you know, try and come on time, so yeah. You know, especially if you're wearing heels,
seven, please come at seven, guys. That's when happy hour starts, so we, yep. Like, it's literally, there's no delay in the show, it's literally seven, happy hour.
And it's 1 hour as well. Unlimited cocktails, okay? Unlimited. That means you can literally have 10 cocktails if you like, okay? Yeah. So, yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what you're wearing?
I have no idea, guys. I haven't got my outfit.
Me either.
Mate. It's dreadful.
We'll see, bitch. But, yeah. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.